It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, snacking is an area where so many people are not really sure what to do, and they say to themselves, I don't know that I definitely want to have an apple all the time, but you want to be able to snack maybe midday, mid-afternoon, so that your glucose levels don't drop and so that you feel more energetic, keep your metabolism up. My guest is Catherine Talmadge. She's an internationally recognized and respected in the fields of nutrition and weight loss, and her book is Diet Simple. Welcome to the show, Catherine. Let's talk about snacks under 100 calories. If you were to recommend the perfect snack, we need to get through 10 of them in this time. So let's start with number one, your first best snack.
First, a snack, yogurt and fruit. And you could have a half cup of yogurt with any piece of fruit, and it will be under 100 calories. It's sweet, it's crunchy, it's creamy, it's tasty. Everyone loves it. And it contains incredible nutrients, protein, calcium, magnesium, potassium, as well as probiotics important for your stomach. Everyone loves it.
Okay, yogurt and fruit. Now, what about the yogurts? So we look for the yogurts that are under 100 calories, but what about the dyes, colors, you know, sugar added, blah, blah, blah stuff? Or are we just talking about good, basic Greek yogurt?
You know, I understand your concern about jam. It's usually jam added, but, you know, it's such a small amount. Yogurt is such an important food. I try not to be too picky with people about it because... And I suggest people eat their favorite yogurt, whatever that is. That said, I love the Greek yogurt, and the plain is fine with fruit. Not everyone likes Greek yogurt. They think it's too tart. So they like, you know, just your plain, regular old European yogurt because it's not as sour. And a little jam added or fruit added is not the end of the world.
And what's actually, I'm not as concerned about the jam and the fruit. I'm talking about the artificial sweeteners. So if we're looking for snacks
under
100 calories.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. So when we're talking in this segment about snacks under 100 calories, if you could give us snacks that do not, you know, that are good, healthy snacks, but don't contain the artificial sweeteners. So we've got yogurt and fruit. Look for your good yogurts. Look for it does not contain phenylalanine and artificial sweeteners. So now give us another one.
Okay, I love veggies or fruits with peanut butter. You can have an apple with a little bit of peanut butter, half a tablespoon, dip it in, and it's a great fruit. Same thing with celery sticks with peanut butter inside. People love peanut butter with fruits and veggies, believe it or not.
Well, I do too, and you can even substitute almond butter. You can try cashew butter. All of these other ones are out there too, so be creative and try them. Give us another one, Catherine.
Veggies and hummus. People love hummus. It's really big these days. It's a Middle Eastern food made with chickpeas and beans, and you can have any kind of vegetables with that, and they're delicious, whether it's carrot sticks, celery sticks. Cucumbers are fantastic and mostly water and practically zero calories.
Okay, hummus. We've got yogurt and fruit, veggies and peanut butter, hummus. Give us number four.
Okay, number four is veggies with a low-fat cheese or fruit with a low-fat cheese. Excellent, delicious. There's lots of low-fat cheeses out there in the market. There's creamy. There's creamy cheeses that are low-fat. There are other kinds of cheeses that are low-fat. You can sort of put the cheese inside the groove of the celery stick. You can dip your fruit in it.
That's great. You know, I love cheese. Cheese is my thing. And if you go with the goat and sheep, those kinds of cheeses tend to be, and the drier cheeses tend to be lower fat than, say, a cheddar or a Swiss or, you know, something like a brie. So you want to kind of look out for the types of cheese you're talking about. Okay, go for it. Some more.
Okay, so we're talking now about making a savory yogurt dip. Either with, you know, with Greek yogurt or drained regular European yogurt with spinach and onions, or, and that's a wonderful spinach dip with veggies, as well as you can just get your store-bought pesto and mix it into your favorite yogurt, plain yogurt, and that's also a wonderful dip for a variety of veggies.
Okay, keep going for us. That's a great one. Yogurt okay. dips, savory dips.
Fruit kebabs. You know, it's a fun way for kids and adults to eat fruit. You put them on a stick just like you would any kind of kebabs that you're grilling with, but they're fruit. And you can dip them in some kind of sweet yogurt dip that you make, maybe just yogurt with a little bit of honey. You know, a teaspoon of honey is only 15 calories. So some yogurt and a little bit of honey, get a sweet yogurt dip with a fruit kebabs.
Well, that's a wonderful one, Catherine, especially right now. Local honeys are being produced, so you can get some local honey, and they are so good. Let's go for number seven.
Yummy. Okay, number seven. Believe it or not, frozen banana slices. So you slice up your banana. You put it in the freezer with toothpicks, like on a cookie sheet. And when they're frozen, they taste like creamsicles.
They're so good, and they're so good to feed to children besides, because they feel like they're getting ice cream, and, you know, and really they're not. They're just getting a nice banana. It's such a good treat. Let's go for number eight.
So
we got to make it through three more here.
Okay, and you can roll the bananas in wheat germ or in a little granola, and you get, and that before you put it in the freezer, and it's really delicious. So another one is frozen berries or cherries. Pop them in your mouth. They melt within a few seconds. They melt in your mouth, and they're so tasty and delicious. Another one is pureed fruit in popsicle molds.
That's a wonderful one. I love to do that with my kids. We puree it, put it in the popsicle mold, stick a stick in there, and shove it in the freezer, and a few hours later, they've got a great little snack.
And it's pure fruit. You could also add some yogurt to that to make it more creamy. So it would be a fruit yogurt popsicle.
That's a great idea and kind of fun to do with kids. Last one for us.
Smoothies made with whole fruit and ice and either soy milk, skim milk, or yogurt, or a combination thereof. You can eat it. And the ice, the pureed ice, adds volume and water, which helps lower the calorie content and makes you feel more full with fewer calories, as well as using the whole fruit instead of juice.
Well, a quick recap here. Yogurt and fruit, veggies and peanut butter veggies, or fruits and hummus, veggies and cheese, a savory yogurt dip, fruit kebabs, that's one of my favorites, frozen bananas, you can roll those in granola or wheat germ, that's excellent, frozen berries, pureed fruit popsicles, and smoothies. And then I would like to add in gazpacho if you need the spicy, if you need something to make you sweat. Just throw every vegetable you've got and make sure there's plenty of tomatoes in there. Throw them in the blender and spice it up a little with some Tabasco, and it makes such a nice afternoon snack, and you're getting your lots of servings of veggies. And, you know, that is just such a great way to snack. And tell people, Catherine, where they can find Diet Simple.
On Amazon.com, it's Diet Simple, 195 mental tricks, substitutions, habits, and inspirations. I've written like three versions, so it's important to do the 195 on Amazon, Diet Simple.
Diet Simple, you can get that on Amazon, and it's all about finding ways to snack and to eat healthy and keep your, you know, system running the way that it should, and clean eating. All of these things we've described here are great ways to clear out your system and make sure that you eat clean, and besides which, they're fun to do with kids, fruit kebabs, frozen bananas, frozen berry popsicles. These are fun to do with kids as well. So, you know, these are all great ways. Remember, you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole, and listen anytime on demand or on the go. Stay well.